It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Ruthie C. with the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh.
Good morning, welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Hope you're staying warm out there. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to The Garden Line with Mr. Mike Wiggins. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you this morning? Are you staying warm?
No. No, it is cold. I thought we might get down to 35, 34. At worst case, 33. I woke up this morning, it was 31.
31. My phone said 30.
Oh, man. What? Man, I'll tell you right now. I had, and the last night, the wind was blowing. So I did what we have been preaching on the Garden Line now for the last month or so. When the cold comes, go out and protect what you need to protect. So I go out real smart. I put a sheet. And, of course, that's not the best. A nice frost blanket would be better. But put a sheet over my favorite croton. Because they really, what happens to crotons is they will lose their leaves gradually after a cold. I mean, you may wake up the next morning, hey, this looks great, but gradually they'll lose their leaves. So anyway, so I covered it and I anchored the sheet down. This is going to sound so crazy. With three hammers.
I mean,
something heavy to weigh it down. So I was so smart. I weighed it down with three hammers. And it covered the whole plant all the way to the ground, as we've been preaching, and said, okay, I got this. It's going to be great. Woke up this morning. The sheet had blown off.
No.
Almost into the swimming pool.
Oh, no.
And I'm sitting there with that croton just kind of looking at me, saying, you didn't try hard enough.
You tried, but
I tried. Well, not hard enough. But so we will see what happens. And unfortunately, my back patio faces north, and that's one of the worst things you can do insofar as protecting some of your plants you want to protect. The south side or the east side generally is the best. So we will see what 31 degrees did to our plants. I hope maybe in the next week or so our listening audience can tune in and we can talk about that and see what we need to do. But one thing that's really funny, I thought about talking about this morning for just a second or two. And I went back to our handy-dandy temperature prediction chart, which said, okay, the first time we would see 32 degrees in Pensacola this fall, there was a 40% chance we would see freezing temperatures by December the 5th. So you know what we're going to do with this temperature prediction chart? This is the last time you'll hear from it this year. Now, the temperature chart also tells us when we'll have the last freeze in the spring, so I may get it out of my files and bring them back. But our little prediction chart was not that good because, really, it said that 90% chance of that freeze on January the 7th. We've got a whole month to go, so I think we may be in for some cooler weather this fall.
I think we may. You know, Catherine sent us a text already in the program. Good morning, Catherine.
Hey, Catherine, good morning to you.
She said it was 27 in Ferry Pass.
No.
Holy moly.
Yeah, that will do some damage to all your tropicals and subtropicals and that type of thing if you didn't protect them. But as we've always said, you can go to so much trouble, especially if they're in containers. They get so heavy. And they grow, and you put them in bigger pots. And quite frankly, it takes at least three teenagers to move those pots. I have no teenagers at home. I have to go grab grandchildren and bring them to do it.
That's right. Borrow someone else's.
Oh, I have to, yes. So in any event, a lot of us say, you know, I've enjoyed them. It's like I've got a couple of hibiscus. They've gotten so big in the containers this year and have been so wonderful. It's bloomed all summer long. But I didn't protect them. I'm probably just going to let them go. And I'll replant next year. And so, but they're well worth the money this summer and fall because they have been absolutely gorgeous. A couple things we all need to know, and of course this is all after the fact, but there'll be more cold weather, is once again, take some of those plants that you want to protect if they're in containers and do put them on the south side of the house or put them underneath an understory tree or what have you. And so that really will help. Also, of course, watering. We always tell people to water good. Now, we had that huge rain, Ruthie. So I don't
think that's
right. Right before, so I don't think anybody had to go out and do any supplemental watering. I think that put plenty of water into the system, and so that was good. So that may have saved some of our plants. It's going to be interesting to see. And of course, I guess for the last three shows we've said this will be the last time we'll need to do it. Do not go out there and spray your shrubby with water. Just don't do it. That's the guys down in South Florida who grow oranges, and they're high tech. It's not for us. It'll do more damage than it will good. And also, don't forget, I saw this in the garden center the other day, is they had a little packet of frost cloth, which is very light, but it's insulated, and it's better than a sheet. And, of course, it's much better than plastic. You don't want to use plastic. So that frost cloth, if you buy a couple of those for the plants that you really, really are worried about, that would be a good way to go. And, of course, this morning is a great example. If you did cover your plants last night, as soon as we get out of these 30s, or really into the high 30s, take it off. Because what happens, especially if you use a plastic covering, I don't recommend that, but it will create a mini greenhouse that will literally burn them up. So you don't want to do that. Last thing here we want to say about the cold weather and our plants last night is you're going to have some damage, especially with Catherine reporting 27. What you do not want to do in the next week or so, or even the next month, as you see some damage on these plants, and you'll see the leaves, some of the leaves will turn brown and fall off. Some of the leaves will get what looks like freezer burn on them. And, of course, some of them from the tips will start dying back. That's what happens with plants. I think we've talked about before. If you have an environmental problem with a plant, too much water, too little water, too hot, too cold, etc., it will damage the leaf. You can tell because the leaves will be damaged from the tips back or at least on the edge. It's when you have those big spots in the middle, that's a disease. That's a whole different thing. So what you've got to do is do not prune them. It's going to be hard to do. It's hard to resist because sometimes it really looks pretty bad, but you don't want to prune them, quite frankly, until after the first of the year, until we get into spring. So that's just some tips. We've talked about those before, but today is a great example. So our to-do list today is to go take whatever sheets or whatever we put on those plants, and as soon as we get into the high 30s and back into the 40s, take it off. And I'm not sure what the temperature is going to be tonight, so we need to watch that closely. I don't believe it's supposed to freeze again. I think that was a one-night deal, but it won't be long.
Yeah, I'm looking now. It looks like it might be back down into the 30s, but not nearly. It looks like maybe 34. But again, this is also my iPhone app, so we got to take all that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, well, I hear you. I hear you. But it's going to be low 30s, so just kind of be aware. Just kind of be aware, and that's good.
Yes, and we have a call coming in this morning, Mr. Wiggins, from Pat in Pensacola. Pat, welcome to the Garden Line. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Always appreciate your advice, Mike.
Thank you.
Struggled to get roots out of a drake elm. I've replanted a new tree, and I'm rebuilding from Hurricane Sally my lawn. And am I crazy to go buy some sod and put it in the ground right there underneath my pretty new little tree?
I don't think so. Generally we say we can sod way into the fall, into the early winter, into December. And it's real funny. I came by Werner Turf on my way to the studio today, and in their big, beautiful neon sign outside, it said "Fresh sod daily." So yes, I think you can
I'm turning the corner to go there now.
Well, they absolutely. So I think you'd be fine. Now, of course, what you want to do, and this is, after the rain and the cold weather and the grass heading into dormancy, a lot of people have cut off their water. But if you do sodding, number one, obviously be sure you've prepped the ground good, that it's nice and weed-free and clean and flat and wet, all that. And then, but water it. I'd water it daily for a week, and then maybe a couple of times a week for the next couple of weeks, because that's still important. So those roots are going to grow. Here in Pensacola, the roots continue to grow. I think you're safe to do it.
Okay.
Now, let me qualify that, because in Pat, you know this as well as I do. I'll never forget that on Christmas Eve, and I'm going to say it's back in the 80s, we all went to church on Christmas Eve, and wind was blowing, temperatures was probably getting down to the 30s, maybe in the 40s. And it ended up that night going down to 9 degrees, single digits.
Oh, my.
And
I remember.
You remember that? And that damaged
I do.
And that damaged things that had never been damaged before. I'm talking about some of your foundation shrubbery, St. Augustine grass,
right,
all kind of things. So you're rolling the dice a little bit that, you know, we might have one of those horrible freezes, but we hadn't had that for years and years and years. And so if I were you and if it were me, I'd take the chance and go ahead and do it.
Let me ask you a follow-up to what you just said. If we saw that type of freeze is going to happen within the next month or so, would I common sense go out and cover that new ground that I've placed, that new turf?
That's a great question, and I'm going to be honest with you. In all my years, I've never seen anyone do that. I'm not saying it wouldn't work, but, you know, if it's a small area, why not?
Yes.
You know, why not get you a nice frost blanket and kind of put it over it while you sit, while you're right below freezing? That's really interesting.
Right.
That's very, very interesting, because in all the literature on what to do when it freezes in North Florida, I've never, ever seen anybody try to protect their turf other than, give it a good watering first.
Right.
Quite frankly, St. Augustine grass, for example, now that 9 degrees is going to do you some damage, but St. Augustine grass is going to go dormant. As a matter of fact, the grass you buy may be close to being dormant, and it likes that. It likes to go dormant. So protecting it might not be in order unless we're really, really going to get cold.
Like a 9 degree. Okay.
You got it.
Very good.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it.
You gave me the right answer this morning.
I hope so.
Okay.
See you, Pat. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pat, for your question. If you have questions, please call or text us, 850-437-1620. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel, The Garden Line with Mr. Mike Wiggins on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to answer a few questions that we got rolling in, so please stay with us.
Remember when washing machines were made in America and they were solidly built and actually got your clothes clean? Some still are, and some still do. They are made by Speed Queen, and Topps Appliance has them. Speed Queen washing machines and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with a lot of plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Topps Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
For over 40 years, WEAR's Communities Caring at Christmas, with our partners, has helped to make the holidays brighter for children in need. Children who have been neglected, abused, or abandoned. Some are critically ill. Join us in sharing the spirit of the season by donating online with United Way of West Florida at uwwf.org. Click Donate, and then write Communities Caring at Christmas as the donation instructions. Together, we can make a difference.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? Being a member of the Air Force Reserve. It's doing a job that makes a difference, serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. To find out about local job opportunities with the Air Force Reserve at MacDill Air Force Base or Eglin Air Force Base, call 800-257-1212 or go to afreserve.com. This message is sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you? Volunteer or donate now at unitedway.org.
This is where you hear news first.
Florida's nearing the million mark as the state reported more than 7,300 new cases of COVID-19 on Sunday.
Live, local, all day.
Florida also adding 69 deaths, increasing that total to nearly 18,800.
We did pass 100 hospitalizations again for the first time since September 4th. We've been going down, down. So currently 109 in our three hospitals.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Betty, it's cool out there.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. This morning's set list brought to you by Mr. Mike Wiggins here on the Garden Line. Baby, it's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold outside by Ray Charles and Betty Carter.
So good. This should be
called great music.
Betty, it's cold outside. I like that.
That's right. And it's true, because, baby, it is cold outside this morning.
Ooh, especially for us Floridians.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, great music. We could just sit here and put my feet up on the desk, and we could listen to this music all morning.
We could, but yeah. We have some questions.
We do have questions, and we are grateful for those questions.
Yes.
What we got?
So one question that we had going back to our conversation before the break is, should we water St. Augustine grass all year round?
Well, yes and no. As you know, we always had our little formulas about if it didn't rain, we went on three times a week. If it, you know, otherwise twice a week. Well, you don't need to do all of that. I think you can turn your system off, quite frankly, and just go manually. I don't think you're going to need it much once the grass goes dormant. And, of course, we know what that means. That grass will just be brown. But if you go a week or so and there's no rain, none in the future, I would water it, you know, go out and water it, let every zone work about an hour and be done with it. So the answer is yes. I think we may need to water some as we get into the dormant season, late December, January, February, but probably very little. But it needs to be, just watch the weather. But do turn off your system because you don't need to be doing it all the time. And I think that we had another question about should you run your sprinkler system during a freeze.
Yes, that's right. In the mornings when these temperatures are dropping,
yeah,
should we still let the
exactly.
systems run?
I would not. No. I would wait for everything to kind of thaw out and then do it. I would not do it if it's freezing. I mean, if nothing else, some of that water on those sprinkler heads could freeze and it just might not be the thing to do. So I think I usually wait until the freeze is over and we could, you know, just get in, say 40 degrees, get to 40, and then if it needs watering, go ahead and do it. Generally, you don't this time of year, but if you do, I would wait, no question.
Good questions. Great questions.
Yes.
If you have questions, please let us know here on the Garden Line. The number you can call or text is 437-1620. We've had good questions, and even though I think, you know, we had the handy-dandy temperature chart.
Well, that's the last you'll hear from that.
This came, to me, it seemed like it came upon us pretty early.
It seems that way, no doubt about it. Ruthie, I did have a fun deal right here. We talked and kind of made fun of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
Oh, that poor guy.
Last week, we talked a lot about Christmas trees last week. And that poor tree, which came in there, looked so bad. And we all made fun because there was a tweet that the Rockefeller Center people obviously put together. The tweet came from the tree. And the tree said, "You wouldn't look so hot yourself if you'd been cut down and put on a truck in the open air and dragged to New York City, then put up with a crane. And that was true. But it said, you just wait till December 2nd when I get my lights on, and it's going to be pretty. And so I saw a little news item today that it's up, and there was a picture of it, and it really does look better. Maybe I'm, you know, it still looked a little weak, but it still looked better. But Mayor de Blasio in New York City has decreed that you can only view the Christmas tree for 5 minutes due to COVID restrictions.
Oh.
And you have to have tickets.
Oh.
And he recommends you watch the lighting, which I want to see, is it tonight or tomorrow night? One of the two. I think it's maybe tomorrow night. I'm not sure.
That
anyway,
sounds right.
But the lighting is going to be at night. It'll be on national television. And so he recommends people watch it there. But it's not like in the past where you could just, everybody visiting Pensacola, visiting New York during the holidays. I mean, we did it 1 year. We went, Mary Ellen and I went to New York between Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
Saying it won't be very crowded. Good. Not true. It was
not
packed.
The case.
But we had a great time. Anyway, that was the update. Oh, and the owl. They got the owl, put him in a wildlife sanctuary, and I think they've let him loose.
Oh, good.
So he is healthy and back to where he belongs. That's the owl that they found in the tree.
In the tree.
In the tree.
Made it all that way.
So that tree made big news for a while, no doubt about it.
That's good.
No doubt about it.
And it looks like tomorrow is the lighting, so Wednesday the 2nd. So you're right when the Christmas light's on.
It's going to be tomorrow. One other thing, maybe time for a break?
We'll do a quick break.
Let's do it.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with the Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
With everything you've been through this year, could your family use a little getaway in the sand and the sun? Casa de Luna has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms covering over 5,000 square feet in the house, plus another 1,600 square feet of wraparound covered porches. The social distancing won't be a problem in this house. The main living area at Casa de Luna is on the sand level, while bedrooms and bathrooms are spread between sand level and upstairs. There's also a big gaming porch waiting for you with a pool table, foosball, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. When you're ready for some exercise, bicycles are even provided for you at Casa de Luna. And when you get back from your ride, take a dip in the swimming pool, which can be heated during cooler weather. Or just sit and enjoy the beautiful water views. It's convenient, too, just minutes away from just about anywhere you might want to go on Pensacola Beach. Find out more by calling Casa de Luna owner Tim at 791-6400. That's 791-6400. 791-6400.
Progressive Motorcycle presents
Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man,
in life, there's no stopping. But if you do, make sure no one is behind you.
All clear.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Looking for a local tire shop that you can trust? In Pensacola, that place is Tire Trust, downtown on the corner of Gregory and Balin. Tire Trust has been taking care of people in the Pensacola area for over 24 years with premium brands like Michelin, Continental, and Toyo tires, as well as budget-friendly brands that you know. Tire Trust prides themselves on quality service. Tire Trust, more than a tire store, they're a full-service shop taking care of all your automotive needs. For service you can trust, put your trust in Tire Trust.
Did you know that the recent increase in COVID-19 cases is due to younger people like me testing positive? Although we may have little to no symptoms, we too might be in danger, and we might even spread COVID-19 without knowing. I wear my mask to protect my grandparents and first responders like Escambia County firefighters, EMTs, and others around me. Please wear your mask when physical distancing is not possible. And remember, mask up, Escambia! Check out myescambia.com for more COVID-19 information.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C, speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins for the Garden Line this morning. And Mike, we're talking about what's coming up next week.
Oh, next week's going to be our fun annual camellia visit from Skip Vogelsang and Buzz Ritchie to talk about the camellia show and all about camellias, you know, how to buy them, how to grow them, how to take care of them, and all of that. These guys are the experts, and it's always fun. Skip always brings a bunch of blooms, which is not easy to do on the radio.
That's right.
You can't see them, but he does a great job of describing them, and we talk about them and have a good time. But it's not just them. We're just going to have our regular show, too. If you have any questions that come up during the week, please call us, because these guys are good horticulturists, and I can assure you they can answer almost any question that we can here on the Garden Spot. So it's a fun show. I look forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it, too. We'll have to make sure we get some pictures up on Facebook so people can see what we're seeing and benefit from those blooms.
Let's do that. That sounds good.
You're listening to The Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 with Mr. Mike Wiggins. It's brought to you by Barnes Feed Store. We're going to be back with more, but for now, we'll go check in with Mark for the news. What's going on, Mark?
Good morning. Rick Scott deposing proposed tuition hikes at state colleges and universities. Story after Fox News. 2041 and sunny. Good morning. I'm Mark Jacobs. Rick Scott opposes what he calls a tax increase that'll make it more difficult to achieve the American dream. Scott speaking out against a tuition hike at Florida's public colleges and universities. The Florida Board of Governors reportedly considering raising tuition, but Scott says that should be off the table as families struggle to recover from the coronavirus. Visit Pensacola hosting a $1,000 prize giveaway through the Experience Pensacola app.
Visit Pensacola has built a Pensacola Holiday Passport, a trail comprised of various holiday activities and events that locals and visitors can rely on when looking to experience the destination for the holidays. App users are asked to take photos and check into those activities. The contest runs today through January 1st, 2021, and each new check-in counts as an entry. The winner of the grand prize will receive a two-night stay on Pensacola Beach at Margaritaville Beach Hotel, as well as merchandise from area businesses and various gift cards for restaurants and activities along Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key, and downtown Pensacola.
That's Cheryl King reporting. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for their annual Spirit of Christmas event on December 13th at 10 a.m. Free event, meal provided, and prizes for the kids.
As you head into the afternoon, temperatures will be warming into the 50s, that high near 54, with mostly sunny skies. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
It's 41 in Pensacola and Milton, 44 in Gulf Breeze at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Stocks are rallying as vaccines move forward. The Dow Industrial's up 422 at 30,061. The NASDAQ's up 147. The S&P 500 up 52. Advanced Micro Devices says it expects continued growth in the PC market after a pandemic boom and a better-than-seasonal quarter in 2021. The chipmaker says it doesn't see the COVID-19 boost in PC demand falling off in 2021. Organizers of the delayed Tokyo Olympics have declined to confirm widely circulated reports in Japan that the costs of the one-year postponement will be about $3 billion. Organizers say they're in the process of assessing the additional costs and aren't able to comment on details, but they did not challenge any of the reports. Starbucks is bringing back its free coffee giveaway for first responders and healthcare workers as the number of coronavirus cases continues to rise. The chain says through December 31st, any customer who identifies as a frontline responder to the COVID-19 outbreak will get coffee. That's Your Money Now.
Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins for The Garden Line this morning, and we are getting some boogie-woogie Santa Claus.
By Brian Seltzer, no less. Absolutely. See, I thought I was the only person around who enjoyed Brian Seltzer. Then, Ruthie, you're a Brian Seltzer expert also.
I love Brian Seltzer this time of year, especially if you... You know, I like mixing it up. I can't do too much at a time. I start to get a little, like, running around in circles. Like, what do I need to do next? But it is good when you had too much eggnog. You need a pep in your step.
That's exactly. There you go. Get off the couch and
that's right.
And
get
dance
up and
around.
Do something.
Exactly. Great music. Christmas music is so much fun. It really is. One thing I wanted to mention, everybody's buying poinsettias, and we've talked about those. I think last week just a little bit. And just be sure to buy them fresh. Keep in mind the red that you see on a poinsettia is a brack. It's like the it's a brack on a dogwood tree, for example. The blossom is the little yellow bud right in the center of the poinsettia. And when you buy it, look at that very closely. If it's just absolutely wide open, that poinsettia is not quite as fresh as one where that bud is really tight. You have no choice, because as we get later in the season, they're all going to be open. But as we get early in the season here, you might want to look for that. And of course, you know, put them in a sunny spot in your house if you can. If you're like me, I like to put them by the fireplace, and it's not, it's very shady there. There's no light at all, almost period. And be careful also of putting them next to heater vents and that type of thing, because they don't like that. Just one little interesting thing, Ruthie, I thought I'd mention. I don't think we mentioned this last week. Well, where the poinsettias come from, they were used back in ancient Mexico by the Aztecs to cure fever, believe it or not.
Oh.
And then this guy named Joel Roberts Poinsett, he was the ambassador to Mexico then. He was the son of a French physician. And he went down to Mexico. He was the ambassador, and he discovered those plants. So he came back. When he came back, he maintained some greenhouses in Greenville, South Carolina, and cultivated these plants, and really the rest is history. They became the most popular Christmas plant ever, and he was so instrumental in getting all of this started that in December 12th is now celebrated as National Poinsettia Day, named after Joel Poinsett. So a little bit of trivia there about your poinsettias.
That's great. I love it.
One funny thing about poinsettias, and this goes way, way back. There's here one of the papers I got. You can tell how old some of this stuff is I've got. Said that the total value of poinsettia production in 1997, golly, 23 years ago, was $325 million. It has got to be in the billions now. And, of course, there was an old urban legend about the guy. There was a guy in California that grew so many poinsettias, most of the poinsettias sold in the country. And supposedly he got, I'm kind of trying to remember this, so don't hold me to it. He got something like a dime off every poinsettia sold. And the guy had more money than anybody could ever want, because of the royalties that he got off the poinsettias that he grew.
So that's how we're going to make our fortune, Mike. We're going to go into the poinsettia industry.
You know what, Ruthie? I'm looking outside here. There's room for a greenhouse in that parking lot.
Oh, absolutely.
We could grow poinsettias. Poinsettias are hard to grow.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah, because they need just exactly the amount of light, the amount of darkness. And if you get off just a little bit, well, they'll bloom. But they'll bloom in January.
No. Oh, and I remember you saying last week about the guy who at the greenhouse, or they were too close to the street light.
Opened the door, the light got in there. And so just those poinsettias that were right there by the door didn't do well. The rest of them did fine. Because you'll see the real expert growers here who have, right these days, are so high tech. It's all computerized. They have the shade cloth that will come over their greenhouse, so it's down to the minute
of
the amount of light and the amount of darkness those plants get. So they obviously are ready to sell for the Christmas market.
So we're going to have some startup costs, is what you're telling me,
I think we may have a few startup costs, and we may need an expert. I don't know where we're going to find that. But, yeah, maybe Joel Poinsett has a relative or something.
Maybe does, a descendant.
You never know. One thing I also wanted to mention, maybe this is timely, Ruthie, I'm not sure, but I was going to mention just a couple of Christmas gifts.
Oh, yeah.
That one should give to your favorite gardener.
I love that. Everybody listening.
Yeah, I know, and everybody listening has some ideas. Please call in or text us, let us know what your ideas are. Here's one that I think a lot of people can use, is a potting bench. And the one I found on the internet has wheels. It has shelves. It also has high sides, so you can pour a bag of potting soil in it and do all your potting and then move it around to where you want to go, as opposed to having to bend down and do all of that work. And the potting bench, of course, enables you to do it while you're standing up. So I think that's not bad. This one was $100, but I'm sure you can buy them cheaper, probably more expensive too. Seeds. If you want a stocking stuffer, just go buy a packet of spring blooming seeds, whatever the favorite of your gardener might be it marigolds or petunias or tomato plants or whatever, buy and stuff that stocking with seed packages. That's always fun.
That's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. And I tell you, during the holidays also, Ruthie, you can buy these plant kits. You can buy a paper white kit. You know, and paper whites, of course, are the little daffodil, little narcissus bulbs, if you will, that you can put in rocks, put water on the rocks, put the bulbs in the rocks, and then put it in a sunny window, and it'll grow up and it'll bloom. And I've always said, I think we said it last week, a great grandchild activity. Fun for the kids.
So fun. So easy.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And here's one, really, one of mine is more favorite than that, is the amaryllis kit.
Oh, yeah.
Because you get a nice box, nice picture, and a pot, and you can tell you how to put it in the window, and it blooms. But then, of course, you can take that amaryllis bulb and plant it outside. And in Pensacola, of course, amaryllis bulb is a large bulb, and it has a what I call a neck to it. And you plant it with that neck coming out of the ground and put it in a sunny or semi-sunny area. It likes the sun, and they will bloom. I had some in my neighborhood. I didn't grow any myself, but my neighbors had some that would knock you out. They were just fabulous. So you can let that amaryllis, give the amaryllis bulb as a kit, let them grow it, then let them take it outside and plant it, and so you can enjoy it for years and years and years. Well, it's a true perennial.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, so you don't have to. You replant it every year. So it's fun. So an amaryllis kit might be a good gift, and they're not that expensive.
That is a great idea. Keep the fun going and the love of gardening, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
Pass that on.
And if you're a list maker and somebody who may ever maintain a diary, a really nice gardening journal.
Oh, so important.
It's important. And I like to, what I do, matter of fact, I did it the other day, as once I knew we were getting ready to go into the fall and all the summer stuff I had enjoyed, I took pictures all of it. Because next year, I always ask myself, well, Mike, where did you put that hibiscus? Where did you put that croton? And those pictures will help you. Or a journal where you just kind of write it all down.
I always think I'm going to remember. I'm going to say, oh, I remember when I planted that. I remember when I last watered. No, I don't.
No, you never remember. You never remember. How about this? How about buying a membership in the local Camellia Club or the Rose Society or the Daylily Society here in Pensacola? These active clubs just live and breathe those particular plants. And if that's what the gardener in your house really likes, if he likes to specialize, just buy a membership. The memberships are very, very inexpensive. And join up and let them enjoy membership in those clubs. I think that would be fun.
That is a great idea. That also makes me think about some of the classes. Like, I know there's the East Hill edible gardening classes
that they do every so often. Oh, that's right.
That might be a fun one,
that's
too.
Right. And a lot of our Escambia County Extension people will have these seminars and meetings. A lot of that COVID has affected us, so much of that, where you have to do it virtually and you can't do it in person. And in person, to me, is the only way to go.
It really is very different.
Because you can ask your questions, you can take samples. I mean, it's just a better way to do it. But, you know, it is what it is. And so we deal with Zoom, and I'm afraid we will for a while.
That's right. And who knows? You know, this time next year, with the way these vaccines are going, who knows what
who knows?
It could be.
That's so exactly right.
This is the season for hope and optimism, isn't it?
Well said.
We'll keep that.
Well said, Ruthie. Very good.
We'll keep that in our hearts. We're going to take a quick break here on the Garden Line with Mr. Mike Wiggins. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years, in Enslin, Old Palafox, and in Molino on Highway 29. Bye.
Jeff, why are you wearing that ugly holiday sweater and reindeer antlers?
It's for our awkward family photo. We need customers to know that we'll treat them like family.
Trust me, no one wants to be part of a family wearing that.
If you're traveling this holiday season, stop by the Noyes Tires to make sure your car is ready for the trip. You'll get the best service and the best prices on top quality brands.
Season's greetings and safe travels from your friends at the Noyes Tires.
That's the Noyes Tires, your local Tire Pros dealer.
This is Steve Gerlach with Emerald Coins. For over 17 years, we've been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, platinum coins, bullion, scrap jewelry, diamonds, and currency. Don't send money out of town to someone you never met. Trust a company that is locally veteran-owned and operated. Get more information about us on Thursday mornings on Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
The Pensacola Fiesta Seafood Festival, the Pensacola Opera, and the Interstate Fair. We're local. We live here too. And we hope to see you soon. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From Home Improvement with Gary Sullivan to Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. From Garden Line with Mike Wiggins to The Weekend with Joe Pags. The best variety of talk every weekend is on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins for the Garden Line this morning. We are into our music today.
Oh, we are. Was that Mannheim Steamroller?
That sure is, yes. Yeah,
and they have, I think they have come to Pensacola before, haven't they, Ruthie?
I have heard that. I've never had a chance to see them.
I never have seen them in person, but their Christmas music is great.
I love it.
It really is.
And that's one of
my different,
favorites.
Very different.
Yes.
But it really is good.
We've been changing gears all over the place with our Christmas
no
music
from,
today.
From Baby It's Cold Outside to Mannheim Steamroller.
That's right. We got a little bit of everything.
Far apart as you can get. Real quick, I want to talk more about these gifts real quick, and we may have to take that over into next week a little bit. But I did want to reiterate what we said last week, how important it is when you buy your Christmas tree, hopefully where you buy it, they can take a quick cut off of it, just about maybe a quarter inch cut off the bottom of that tree. And then if you take it home and you're not going to put it up immediately, put it in a bucket of water. And, of course, put it on the shady side of the house until you're able to put it up. If you put it up, hopefully you can have a stand that holds water. Because the books will tell you that if it's 30 minutes out of water, then that'll kind of seal off at the base of that tree, and it won't upset water as good as it would if you kept water on it. That 30 minutes is a tough order. Let's face it. That is quick. But do the best you can. And, of course, if you can, when you get it home and you've been watering it for a couple of days, sitting in the bucket, take one more little cut off of it and then put the tree up with that Christmas tree stand that holds water. I think you'll be better off. And then, of course, we have all the old wives' tales about how to keep it good. Some people just use water. Last week we talked about adding aspirin, and I have no idea if that worked. Ruthie, you got your tree right?
Yes.
Your tree is up? What kind did you get?
We got the Fraser fir.
Oh,
and
good choice.
I'll tell you how much our conversation helped, Mike, when we went and said, okay, here are the balsams, here are the Frasers, here are the different ones. And I said, nope, I want a Fraser fir. And we have to bang it on the ground and see if the needles fall off. And they were great. We did go to Lowe's, and they did cut off the bottom for us. That kind of came as the package deal, so we didn't even have to ask, which was nice. And I had always heard that you put, you know, like fill the base of your tree stand with water and you add Sprite. Well, I didn't have Sprite, but I had ginger ale, so I hope my tree is not picky. And I just did one, you know, one of those little mini cans and
right.
dumped it in there. And our conversation about keeping the tree well watered has stuck with me. So I've been, you know, we put it up Saturday and now like every day I'm checking the water, making sure. I'm like 30 minutes, that's not long before
right.
it seals off. So I'm keeping it very hydrated.
Well, that's good. And the Fraser fir, with my experience, will hold its needles probably as good as any Christmas tree you can buy. Some like the Douglas fir or the blue spruce. The blue spruce will lose the needles in the trunk of your car when you're taking it home
Uh-oh.
After you bought it. It really will lose needles quick. But the Fraser fir is good. And, of course, the last one that we talked about last week was adding vodka to the water in the tree. That was one of the things recommended on the Internet. I don't know about that.
I don't know, and I'm not really willing to find out.
Oh, no. We're not going to do that. But anyway, that was that's good. Well, your tree, you showed me a picture of it a minute ago. It really looks beautiful.
Well, thank you.
You did a great job.
That's one of my favorite things. Nice, cheerful Christmas tree.
Absolutely.
Just makes everything feel so happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, that's about Christmas trees. It's, you know, one other thing. We talked last week about being of the mindset, well, I'm not going to buy my tree right now. I'm going to wait for a couple of weeks and get it mid-December so it stays fresh. Well, you can keep it so much fresher than it's going to be kept on that tree lot, because for the most part, those trees are not in water. They're tied up on a wire or they're on a temporary stand or what have you. So not going to put it up to the 15th, follow our deal where you take a cut, put it in a bucket of water, and set it on the side of the house and stay shady. You don't want to wait if you want a fresh tree. And plus, you're going to get a better selection, too.
Yes.
By the 15th of December, you'll find a lot of Christmas tree lots are down to those that other people don't want.
That's right. I that played into our decision, too. I know a lot of people have been putting stuff up early this year, just trying to get into the spirit.
And get a little happiness.
Just some happiness.
Yeah.
And I get that. I said, okay, we waited till after Thanksgiving. And I said, we're not waiting any longer because we can do a better job keeping it fresh.
And
they can
good
do
job.
There.
Good job. That ginger ale is going to make all the difference.
I just know it.
I'm adding that to my list. So every Christmas, Ruthie, when we do this show, we'll talk about ginger ale, no doubt about it. Okay, we're running out of time here. Let me a few more gifts that I just picked out myself. And this is one I need. Mary Ellen, if you're listening. buy a French blue, it doesn't have to be blue, a French blue watering can.
Oh, a nice watering
Those
can.
Big ones. They kind of heavy to handle, but they've got that big head on it, which puts out a nice, slow stream of water, and they the handle on those kind of balanced it, so the weight of the water isn't as bad as you would think. And so if it's a large capacity, it means you have to make less trips back to the hose to fill up your can, and that easy stream won't knock down the blooms on some of the plants that you're watering. So this French blue watering can, the one I saw on the Internet, says $30, $29.95. Not bad.
Wow.
It looks really good. And they come metal. I've seen them in metal, too, which really are kind of classy.
Yeah, that's nice.
Really kind of classy. All right, you ready for this one? All right, this kind of goes to all my fellow senior citizens. The mobile tool storage carriage.
Ooh.
Which it looks kind of like a handle, kind of like a suitcase that you would, you know, go on wheels. Well, it's on wheels, and it's got containers on it, and it's got little pockets on the side for your small tools, but it's got a larger container where you can put your rakes and hose and that type of thing, and strap them all down and take that carriage all over your yard. And it really means you just don't have to bend down. You don't have to keep going back and forth to your garage or your storage shed, wherever all your tools are. They're all in one place, and it really, really looks good. And this one was nice, really nice, and it was less than $100, $99.95, but it was a nickel less than $100. And the reviews on it were really good.
I love it. It's almost like a like for your golf clubs.
That's right.
That's for your garden tools,
like a golf cart. Exactly. And I think you'll find there are all kind of versions of this. But the point is, you can stand up and you pull it, and it's got everything you need in it. So a nice gift for the gardener. Now here's one, Ruthie, that I found that I don't think I want.
Uh-oh.
This is a solar illuminated planter. It looks, the design of it is great. You've got some real tall ones and you've got some round ones, large containers. But what happens, they are solar powered. And during the day, they're white. And at night, they change to the color that you have chosen.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
I don't know about that. And it says that, you know, it holds a lot of plants because it's a big container. But I don't know. I don't know if you want that out there that much. I don't know. Solar-powered planter, and it's $139, so what you going to do?
I don't know. The most expensive one on the list. I like that caddy we saw.
I like that, too.
That's good.
Okay.
We're going to take one more quick break here on the Garden Line. We'll be right back on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Traffic may be a challenge in our community for some time, but no matter where you live, work, or go to school, Andrews Institute is close by, bridging the gap to your care. Their physicians see patients at locations throughout Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties. They offer convenient access to Andrews Institute Rehabilitation with services in Pace, Gulf Breeze, Jay, Navarre, and three locations in Pensacola. No matter which side of the bridge you're at, Andrews Institute is close by. Visit andrewsinstitute.com to find a location near you.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents our 7th annual Pensacola Christmas Concert, featuring favorite holiday music performed by local choirs, orchestras, singers, and musicians. If you are a local performer or music group, we'd like to include you. Submissions must be broadcast quality and in digital format sent to us this Friday. For more information, visit our website at newsradio923.com.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your renter's insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Great. As a minimalist, I need simple insurance.
Nice place. No furniture?
Nothing sparked joy, except for this fruit bowl.
Well, with Liberty Mutual, you only pay for what you need, so there's that.
I mean, look. So beautiful. So empty again.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Fridays are always fun and furry on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. Tune in every Friday at 10:30 for Frisky Friday as we spotlight animals that are looking for their forever home. As always, we're joined in studio by members of numerous local animal shelters, like the Escambia County Animal Shelter, the Pensacola Humane Society, and the Santa Rosa County Animal Services. That's every Friday at 10:30 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. And on our Facebook page at News Radio 92.3. Welcome back to The Garden Line here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking with Mr. Mike Wiggins this morning all about our current season and how we are still caught a little maybe off guard by the cold weather. But Mike, what should we remind everybody?
Well, it's two very quick things in about 30 seconds. If you are tempted to go out after the cold and you see some damage caused, don't go pruning it. We wait till spring for that. Oh, and if you think it's too cold for ryegrass, absolutely not. A great time. Put enough water on it, it'll come up anywhere. So those two things, and look for Skip and Buzz next week for the Camellia Show.